Hi, my name's Peter Sable. In the last segment, we gave three strategies to improve your inner well-being. Inner well-being, as you'll remember, is an underlying well-being that comes from within. The reasons why these strategies help is because they target what the key to this well-being is. Well-being, as the name suggests, is a state of being. It's about how we are in ourselves. It's our ability to connect to a core place inside of us. Finding and maintaining this connection, that's the key to well-being, and that's the fundamental thing that we need to target. I'll give you an example of why. I was sitting on the veranda overlooking the bush. It was a beautiful morning. It was my favourite time of day. The air was crisp. I had a cup of tea. I had time. The birds and their songs were just glorious. And it seemed as if the world was alive and vibrant. All the components of being relaxed, of feeling good, were there. I wasn't. I was uptight. I was stressed. I couldn't enjoy it. I felt removed from it. The problem was that I wasn't connected to the right place inside, so I couldn't enjoy and benefit from what was there. You see, you're not going to find well-being in a product that you buy or a job promotion. I know people with money, success, health and time, but they're not happy. I know people surrounded by people who love them, but they can't access that love. All these things are great, but unless the inner connection is there, they're all empty. It's the inner connection that provides true well-being. If you look at the strategies we've talked about last time, they all target developing this inner connection. It's the quality of this inner connection that determines the quality of your well-being. Finding and maintaining this place is worth putting time into. And in the coming weeks, we'll talk more about how to do this.